It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. How are you, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos.
Wow. It's another very wet Tuesday morning. Yesterday was a wetter Monday, but today is wet. It's because of the rains. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's okay.
It's a wet day.
It touched me too.
It touched me.
Welcome to the show. It's the female all-cast star cast.
Destiny.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning to you. Did you have a good night rest? Did you sleep? I slept like a baby.
I literally
rolled out of bed to be here this morning. I almost was again tempted to just roll back under the duvet.
Your duvet. And just roll back into your duvet.
But Lagos has to be fed, you know, with some sweetness, some vibes,
some atarado,
you know, some pepper and paprika. Good morning, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. 8 minutes gone past 10 o'clock, and we are the trio that brings you the best of the mornings.
Exactly. Always the best.
All right. Well, we have in the studio my blonde princess.
Yeah.
Isoken.
So I'm Isoken, reminding you, Lagos, that it's okay. I'm blonde. Wait, when was I blonde?
Yeah, you're blonde. Oh, you don't know what you're wearing on your hair.
Oh, the hair is blonde. Like, yeah. Not like I'm blonde.
Girl, you're not blonde.
What is wrong with you?
And we also have
the fact is a
morning.
Yes, so it's a good morning, however you look at it, whether you are still tucked in bed, whether you're on your way to work, whether you are swimming to work,
good day.
Don't worry. Be happy. God day.
Good day, Lagos.
God day, oh.
God day.
It wasn't good day, it was God day,
oh. God
it's
day.
Okay. Yeah, so where are you?
It's okay, you're supposed to be British.
I'm British?
Yeah, you're supposed to be British.
Good day. It's good day.
It's not good day, it's God day,
God
yo.
Day, oh.
God. Okay, it's God.
God day, oh.
That's a very American
it's okay.
God.
It's God day, oh. It's God
day. God is American.
You guys, the shade is plenty.
And this is how we bring the spice to you every morning. Yes, it's still a pop holiday, but for those of you who are there shading us and saying this one day just be work like Jackie, today's your last day. You join us tomorrow.
Oh my god, the traffic begins tomorrow.
You join us tomorrow.
Why so much joy, Marianne? Why?
Because you know, I got those people who are saying, you like to walk.
Have to work.
So I shaded one of my friends yesterday because, you know, he spent like this long weekend in Abuja and he's, you know, chilling and flexing.
And eating salara.
And feeling like, you know what, I'm holidaying and you're working.
God.
So I said, guess what? Imagine if you go into your car, turn on the radio.
And it doesn't come
and
on.
And it gives you the sound. Nothing's coming up. You go into your house and you turn on your TV and it doesn't come, it's just color bars. You're not going to go mad. And you turn on to Netflix that you like, is off because everybody's gone on a holiday.
Because the actors went.
Everybody's on the holiday. The guys that put it out, they are out.
Sad.
How are you going to feel?
I know, right?
And then he just shuts up and says, okay, well done. You're great at what you do. So, those of you who are enjoying the holiday, I'm not beefing. I'm just saying get ready for tomorrow because the rain plus the traffic.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Lagos.
I don't want to think about it. I just want to keep, you know, admiring how
I'm not a bearer of bad news. I'm not a bearer of bad news, ladies. We're here to make people feel good.
Well, I have one question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If the road continues to be free like this, what will happen?
It means that people are not going anywhere. We're all staying at home.
Can we just be walking?
And the businesses
from
are
home?
Going to die.
Kind of like if you don't have to be at
we
home.
We all cannot work from home.
I also have a question to ask.
We all cannot work from home.
So, Marianne, if you decide to take it easy on us with your spicy hotness, what will happen? What will happen?
She brought this money.
What's going to happen,
She
Marianne?
Said she was going to come to work very chill. And when I saw her this morning, I'm like, how is this chill?
What will happen, Marianne?
Marianne, how is this chill?
I do not know what you
such violence.
I do not know what you're talking
if
about.
Only our hotness. Listeners can see. But you know what? Use your spiritual eye.
I'm
you might be able to see the things that we are seeing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Says the other hot one.
It's hot.
Look, I'm not. I mean, I didn't fire them down like you did. What do you mean? This is an attack.
It's so cute.
And do you know how I defend myself when I'm attacked?
Mm-hmm.
With my PVC.
What?
And your NIN. All right, what's up, Lagos? It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. 12 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. As usual, we start off with banter. My name is Mary Anacone. From now till the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about horrible buses. Does it sound familiar?
It does. Mm. My boss made me come to work on a public holiday.
Me
and she's
too.
One talking about horrible buses.
It's true.
I wonder who that boss is.
Shade intended,
such
girl.
Such a horrible boss.
Yes, and she's on air right now talking about horrible buses.
And you have to go and look for that, your boss.
Hotter than hot.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're talking about horrible bosses. Have you ever had a horrible boss?
Yes.
Have you worked with one?
Yes.
How did he make you feel? How was your mental health as a result of that?
Mm.
Did you give your best? Were you good at what you were doing? Did you at some point have to drop out of that system because you needed some sanity? And what does it even mean to be a horrible boss? Because we would all have different kinds of definitions, explanations as to why we think a person is a horrible boss.
Exactly.
So we want to find out. Who's a horrible boss? And why do we term that person horrible? Is it about how they made you feel? Is it about what they made you do? Or is it how you perceive them? What exactly characterizes a horrible boss? I got you all thinking, eh?
Man.
It's a tough conversation.
I got you all thinking.
The things that are coming back to my memory.
It's a tough conversation.
We're talking about horrible bosses. Don't worry. We will have horrible staff tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, because you know, on this show, we never hang anybody out to dry. We look at both sides of the coin. So tomorrow, we'll talk about the horrible staff. But today, the horrible loggers, let's talk about them.
Don't forget,
when you join the conversation, shout out to Lagos because we want to hear the passcode.
Exactly.
And when you do, the door will automatically open and tell me if you've had a horrible boss experience. The number is to call 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01-4657-190. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info. On WhatsApp, you can send us a message. But in the meantime, I like my ladies to give me a pinch. Just a pinch.
A tip of the iceberg.
Of what you have experienced from a horrible boss, if you've had any.
I can't go first. Fancy, please. Take it.
Well, I've been lucky with my bosses. Bosses. They've just been absolutely fantastic, especially the ones I work with right now.
Girl, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Girl, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You are lucky.
And I'm not just saying this because one of them is sitting in front of me too.
I like how Isoke is rolling her sleeves and just tell us, what was your first horrible boss experience, Isoke?
All right, so this is really an experience that to relieve is to believe.
What?
Isoke has come. I'm sure your village people said it.
So first off, I won't even give too much detail, you know.
So the person doesn't recognize.
Just so the person does not recognize. First off, I wrote song for this person.
What?
No. In fact, I'm going to sing this song.
Oh, God.
But not now, because I have to look at a nice rhyme to change the name.
You wrote a song for your boss.
I wrote a song. You need to hear it. It's lit.
Was it helping you, the song? Did it help you to ease off?
Yes, it helped my healing prosthetics.
Okay, we're taking calls right now because it's okay. It's just...
Okay, let me just give you. So this particular boss, you know, he used to insult me.
He?
Yes, Naman. He used to insult me. Like, he used to be like, oh, you're never going to be a great this.
What?
You know, you're never going to do this. You know, and he used to also insult my appearance. Like, you look unkempt, you look hideous, you look this, you look that. Then he would call me and be like, so like, maybe you should wear tighter clothes, you know. And I'm like...
And you did not report this because I think this is borderline harassing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I reported, right, at first. And then I actually got into, like, worse calamity after reporting.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really crazy. I don't think they... I think what happened was they had to confirm with him first.
If he actually did it.
Baba made my life a living hell. I was just like, oh, I can't wait to leave. And wow. I left like a butterfly. I'm walking away.
All right, we'd like to hear your thoughts. Have you had a horrible boss experience ever in your life? What do you think characterizes a horrible boss? What makes you even call a person horrible? What did you experience? What did you go through that made you conclude that that person is horrible? How did you deal with it? Did it affect your mental health? Did it affect your productivity at the work or the business or whatever you were doing with that person or under that person or for that person? We'd like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993.
It's okay. You're a fantastic person to work with. Please, that yoga was something else.
Man.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Before I shout, I'm a woman.
Okay, woman, let's go. One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Adeshua from Ikorodu.
All right, go ahead.
You people always mistake my voice for a male.
Ah, don't worry. I like me. Me, I like your voice. I like it. Very cool.
Thank you. Well, in the teaching line, I'm a teacher anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I've gone through some, let's say, baddest bosses so far. But there's one that actually hit me. That's in 2007 when I had my third child. So I have this boss that is always intimidating me. Do you know why?
Why?
Because of my height.
Oh, you're towering. I'm sure you're one of those.
I'm 6.2.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". Mm-hmm. So he's always like, Giganto, come here. She names me all kinds of. In fact, I had to leave that job. I had to leave. Because any small thing, Giganto, come here. Who is Giganto? What is Giganto?
That's body shaming.
In fact, it's somehow. In fact, I now look as if I'm King Kong in a country of ants.
Wow.
It's just like that. It was. But the place I am now, in fact, even my boss always like sending me out. If you want to do any I'll read the minutes. In fact, she lost my height.
Wow.
In fact, that was it.
I mean, I love your height. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I love your height. Your height. Well, no. I love your height, but I don't think I want to because I like to be a petite girl and I like my men to tower over me. So
you can easily
girl, I love you.
Sweep you.
I like her voice
sweep
and I like her height. He was just an intimidated man.
Yeah.
And that was his way of just, you know, putting out his insecurities.
I used to eat beans to achieve such height, but it didn't work.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay. What's up?
Let's go!
Hey! Cheers to life, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
By now, you should know my name now.
Hey, see problem.
What's
up, Lagos? This
is the guy from Abuja. What's up? Are you the Abuja guy? This is our Abuja returnee. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, John.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Mm. Somebody's romancing with the word you are fired this morning. I think one of you in the studio who brought up this topic.
Uncle Mr.
It's our boss that brought
it's
up
our boss
please.
Our
Oga. Your Oga? Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It's Marianne that's our Oga.
Yes,
just in case
don't mind them. Don't mind them.
Mention it clearly.
Don't mind these people. I'm not their Oga.
Twale mama.
You know how the McMahon in the WWF used to say, the lady.
Yes.
Hey, you are fire. That's what you think you're playing with.
We like to play with fire. We like a little danger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Now, let me give you one story. You see, I had one like that. I was once in the military, in the Navy in particular.
Oh, I like Navy.
Yeah. It got me so depressed.
Oh, why? What did they do?
I was dismissed now. The man frustrated me that I got so depressed.
Wow.
I was dismissed. But you know, the world outside won't accept me as if I stole or killed somebody.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that is why my family is in Abuja and in Lagos.
Oh, so you still have the horrible boss? You still work for that person?
No, I'm no longer in the Navy now.
Oh, okay.
I've left. But you see, people like that, the system needs to bring up something that we address such issues.
Yeah.
You can't even talk like your lady in the studio there. She said she reported. I reported. Nobody could talk. Yeah. You understand?
Maybe they were also as intimidated as you were and they couldn't say anything, I'm guessing.
Oh, they are junior.
You
can understand.
Yeah, there's a hierarchy.
Or maybe the person was two-faced. He was sweet to the other guys and was terrible to you. And then, you know, they couldn't see through all of that.
So junior officers really can't do much.
And so many colleagues of mine who are still in the service, both in the Army, Air Force, they're experiencing such things.
I'm so sorry about that. Very, very bad experience. I don't think anybody should be made to feel unnecessarily uncomfortable
at their place of work. Yeah.
The only reason why you should be uncomfortable is that you are not disruptive enough. And I'm using the word disruptive here loosely. I'm talking about disruptive in a creative way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to come and sit and just be a number in my newsroom or in my office. I want you to be creative. I want you to be useful to me. Now, I will make you uncomfortable until your creative juices start flowing.
Yeah, you have to add value.
But I will not make you uncomfortable that you don't want to come to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should not be allowed to happen anywhere because I'm trying to get productivity out of you. I'm paying you.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to add value. If I'm making you unable to add value, then I should know that I am a problem.
Yeah.
I like this boss, so maybe we should work with her, Nancy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, that our bosses so far have been fantastic.
Yeah, actually.
We have to keep saying that.
Especially, you know, Salisbury.
Yeah.
You see Bury in the boss.
Anyway, let's go to our WhatsApp messages. We have very many WhatsApp messages coming in. Let's take a few of them we can take a few before we go for our quick break.
Someone said, can the horrible bosses also call, please?
Don't worry. We'll talk about their case tomorrow. So the horrible staff, the bosses can call. But go ahead.
Okay. Someone said, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, ladies. A beautiful rainy morning indeed. You ladies are amazing and doing a wonderful job.
That is so sweet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's it for now.
We'll take one more call and then we'll go for a quick break. When we come back, it's still WhatsApp Lagos. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
We lost you.
Call us back. I would like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. Hello. Okay. When you're ready, call us back and turn off your radio, okay? Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jeffrey, calling from Redlecky.
Hi, Jeffrey. Hi. How old are you, Jeffrey?
I'm 12.
Oh, bless your heart.
Aww.
Jeffrey, you have never worked, have you? Do you have a horrible boss?
No.
Okay, so you just called to say what's up, Lagos, I guess.
Yes.
Aww. Oh, you're so cute.
Enjoy your day at home,
you.
Okay? Thank you, Jeffrey, for calling.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Okay.
That's so cute.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, it's still WhatsApp Lagos. We're talking horrible bosses. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's WhatsApp Lagos, baby. Get set. Do you?
What's up, Lagos? We're talking about horrible bosses. I'm Mary Anacon. 31 minutes gone past the hour. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We bring the pepper, the spice, everything that you need to mix the foriro. We bring it right here.
Yes, we do.
Pepper, spice, and everything.
Atterado.
Yeah, Yes. Mm. And you see, out of them all, you know, in this studio, we have Tatashe.
Tatashe.
We have Cameroon Pepe.
Atarodo.
And then you have Atarodo.
Atarodo.
That's I and I. Welcome, it's What's Up Lagos, and we are talking horrible bosses. Have you had a horrible boss experience? Do you think you, as a boss, may have been horrible to somebody? Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm asking, what do we refer to as a horrible boss? Is it about the experience, how they made you feel? Is it a perception? Could the person not know that they're being horrible to you? Or are they outrightly mean? What exactly do you, or who exactly would you characterize as a horrible boss? And have you been in a horrible boss situation? Tell us your experience. How did he affect your mental health? And did you leave the job? Would like to hear from you. We have a quick message and then my fancy Nancy is going to tell me her experience.
So, we have Ndu from Ojodu who said, I had one boss like that in the Lagos ministry. A lady, every lady posted to that department cried every day like a baby until they left. Huh? Even men. But me, I'd be automatic shock absorber. She did everything possible. Query, insults. I just had to ignore her. In fact, I respected her, but I treat her as a baby. Everybody left, including her. I'm still there since 14 years now.
Wow. Ndu,
glory be to
you. One shaker for you.
She's a strong somebody.
Ndu has a bulletproof kind of skin. Because, I mean... But Nancy, share your experience. Okay. I know that you've worked outside this country. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not racist or anything, but working with people from different cultural background as you, it's, I think there's this misunderstanding.
It's
they
tough.
Really, yeah, they really don't get you. The work ethic is different. I had a boss that is from another country, and she was like, first, they look at you like you don't know what you're doing. They judge you from... They tell you, oh, you sound very exotic. I find it insulting. Honestly, I don't like when people...
What do you
when
mean?
When they
your, exactly. They say your accent. Oh, your accent is very exotic.
Oh, yours is exotic too. Do you know how you sound?
Exactly. And I do not appreciate bosses that do not give constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's very important.
If you're going to criticize my work,
because a lot of people's egos are fragile.
Exactly, make it make sense. Don't just talk me down and not correct me. Tell me what I did wrong and how I'm supposed to do it better. Don't just keep telling me, oh, you're such a terrible person. You don't work well. You don't do this. Like, because you think I come from a different country or because you think we're not that good.
Well, you're from a different country too. In this country that we're working.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And I do not also appreciate bosses that are not empathetic. Like, you have to have some level of emotional intelligence.
You should. I think it's very important.
You should have.
You have to be sensitive to people, especially in cases
lady,
of emergencies.
She was just like, even taking a break was a problem. Like, they want you standing there, like, attending to clients, like, until you clock out. Like, you cannot even just...
So, on your application, did you say that you had robotic skills?
No.
No. I'm just curious, because you said
that, like, I
have to stand there.
I am a robot.
You just have to keep smiling, you know, like, you can't even...
It's a qualification.
...turn for a second. And I'm like, man, I like Nigeria. Like, it's not that hard in Nigeria.
Then you remember the motherland.
Exactly. So when you're thinking of Jackpot, like, there are also some things you face that is...
You need to consider things.
See, you will definitely remember Nigeria. Something will make you remember home, because at home you are appreciated.
Because it's cheap to eat it by Lagos. It's expensive to eat it by anywhere else in the world.
May I not even move from buses?
Say something will remind you of Nigeria. This
at work, not at work.
I like it,
but you can think of it at work. Like,
I'm
if you're
sorry,
hungry.
Guys. I'm akpunwa.
What does that mean, Maria?
I like eba, swallowing things.
I like moi moi. Swallowing things.
Yeah, just an ajeba.
Marianne?
It's okay. Can you get your head out of the gutters this morning?
Okay, we have another message coming in. Loose. Go.
So, okay, G Network from Ilupeju said, our Nigerian bosses are good now. Try those expatriates.
God bless you.
I don't know if it's okay to mention the country.
All right. Let's just expatriate.
You go hate your life. Those people can oppress you any day, anytime, twice in your own country.
You. I feel really, you, girl. I feel
country.
You.
Remember
in
those
country,
years
outside.
In National Integrated Power Project in Edo State? I missed the company bus that morning. He just started shouting, even telling me that I shouldn't clock my card, saying all sorts of nonsense. The thing got me angry. I just responded by telling him, "You are a maroon."
What?
And light travels faster than sound. That is why some people appear to be intelligent until you hear them speak. I got my sack letter, but I was paid all my allowances in full. So I used the money to buy a good phone and a nice laptop. I went into automobile now, and I'm a big boy.
All right, Genius. Well, first things first. As much as, you know, we can be frustrated and want to talk back.
Yeah.
It's important not to be confrontationally rude.
True that.
And call people names.
Yeah.
No matter how horrible that boss is.
Yeah, swallow it.
Do not call your boss a moron. It's very wrong.
Swallow it.
You could just tell, no, not swallow it, but tell him, "I do not appreciate how you speak to me. I do not, I'm a human being, blah, blah, blah." You can talk about it in the nicest possible way.
What is this, slap you?
Oh, that's a court case waiting to happen.
So if your boss should slap you, you shouldn't slap the boss back.
No.
I will kick you.
How do I get all his money? No, now slap me and her. Thank God there's camera
everywhere.
I sue you, sir.
But he will deny it.
Deny where?
And then your co-workers too will deny it.
No, don't worry.
I have been there.
Well, it cannot happen to me.
Not with slap, oh. They did not slap me.
Because, like, they are cameras,
violence.
Right? But what if, like, they have the footage. Like, it's his company, right? He can decide to delete every
evidence. So you know, my boss can never slap anybody. He's the sweetest person
yes,
ever.
Yes, he's a fantastic person.
Oh, he doesn't even have time. You will not even see him.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Just so that we're clear.
Yeah.
All right. We're taking your thoughts, your comments. Join the conversation. Horrible bosses. What characterizes a horrible boss? What makes you think a person is horrible in the first place and a boss? I'll give you an experience later on. I want to hear more of your thoughts. And why, if you are a boss, what do you think would make your staff term you as horrible?
Mm.
Is it how they perceive you? Is it in how you treat them? Is it your personality in itself? Is it just disturbing and unsettling? What would you think would make you, as a boss, a horrible person? And if you've worked with a horrible boss, we want to hear your experiences. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. Oh, we lost that call. Call us back, please. Hello, good morning. What's happening? The call lines are lit. Everybody's trying to call at the same time, but call 0700-993-993-993.
Okay, so we have someone on WhatsApp who said, "Good morning, Charlie's Angels."
Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
This topic took me back to the Hollywood blockbuster series Police Academy.
I watched that. I loved every bit of it.
One horrible character boss who will always move with a megaphone
screaming
into the ears of officers. His slogan,
Move it. Oh, God. You just took me back.
So we have someone who said, "I had this boss that was so disrespectful that she would refer to an older man as boy."
What?
One day she said to him, "Look at the nonsense you did. And when you get home, your kids will run and jump on you singing, 'Daddy.'
No.
Oh,
no.
They will not know that this is the nonsense you did and called work." The man cried helplessly that day.
No.
So you see, these are things I talked about how this would affect you mentally. Because mental health, I have a friend, I'm not going to call her name. She also works in the industry. She had to leave this job because her boss, who's a lady, was super horrible. And this her boss also used to be a journalist. And now she owns a station and half of the people in her office have mental health issues.
What?
Because she talks down on them. And so, because the truth is, this is my mantra, be kind first.
Exactly.
Because you do not know what people are dealing with in their privacies.
Oh, Lord.
And then you just throw out whatever word comes to mind. Imagine yourself in those people's shoes. And I'm not saying if somebody's not doing their job, don't confront them.
Yeah.
I'm saying how you treat people and how you make them feel around you matters. I'm also not saying I'm a boss. I have red eyes, Sha. They know. Anyway, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up to Lagos?
What's up, Otonu?
Just alive.
Good morning. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Madam Nancy, morning.
Good morning.
Why are you making Nancy feel like a madam? She's not a madam.
Miriam, morning.
Morning.
The boss. Miriam the boss.
I'm not too.
She's our old guy here. Hello.
It's okay, Arede.
Yeah, he was going to say that.
Miriam.
Yes, sir.
Whereby your boss, you were discussing and she said, look, I'm difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you are not. He said, no, I'm telling you, I'm difficult to work with. A woman, oh.
Wow.
So, some of my colleagues, she would do certain things, those guys would be mad. Oh, Chris, I can't take this. I said, no, the woman has said it that she's difficult to work with.
Now you choose. Now you beg to apply.
Me, myself, I know they pass my boundary. Although, upon all that difficulty, she not go do and where I do.
She they fear you now.
Here you get.
She they fear
because
you.
When she do one of those difficult lifestyle or whatever, she will call, Chris, I'm sorry to yell at you. And they say, well, what do I do? You've told me you are difficult to work with.
So I'm
even sorry. Some of our friends, because they say, ah, Chris, how are you coping with her? I say, well, what do I do?
I think you already prepared your mind because she prepared you for it. So you obviously know where to draw the line.
Yeah, trying to tell no, you are not difficult. This is an expert trade.
You are not
difficult with the work. You say, no, Chris, I'm telling you. And really,
so, dealt with so some you've ladies softened who
cannot
her.
Cope. Mm. Those ladies cannot cope and they leave.
Yeah. Chris, you're doing a great job. Thanks a lot for calling. Yes. Thanks. So you don't...
Why would she even say I'm difficult?
Because maybe she's heard it a million times.
She knows.
Maybe her husband, maybe her friend or her boyfriend.
And it's something she wants to.
They have told her.
Okay, so she's building
on it. You know that some people.
It's giving her
some people
morale.
Take pleasure in just being
difficult.
Difficult. It's their thing. It's their turn on. It's their superpower.
Yeah, it's just plain mean.
And they like it. It maybe makes them feel. Somewhat, I don't know what's the word.
Because they don't want people to perceive them as, like people say, are you a people pleaser? No, I'm not a people pleaser.
I also don't
want people to be uncomfortable around
me. I also think
me.
That most times when we see bosses, especially women, female bosses who are difficult, it's because they're trying to reset themselves because they don't want to see, feel like, oh, I'm a woman and I don't want people to take me for granted.
Hey, so but don't do it to your fellow
they
women.
They do not know when they cross the border being a strong person to becoming difficult. I think that's the issue. But I might be wrong. I'm not, an authority in any of these things. I'm just saying from my perspective. So don't hang me to dry.
No, but really.
Like, sorry, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. So I think really we should cut some slack for the female bosses because I see that it could be hard to balance these things. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a woman already. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And the general,
and some people don't think you deserve where you are already.
You know, and they just like undermine you in different ways. Yeah. You know, you're soft, you're this. Mm-hmm. So they could, want to party.
Then be assertive to those people.
Simple.
The truth
don't cross over to people. Being difficult and being
and
unnecessarily
then you now
mean.
Become mean to everybody.
Yeah. Imagine having a female
generally.
Boss. Yeah. And you call and say, oh, my child is sick and I can't come into work. And she's like, so let the child be sick now.
I know women are tough to work with though.
Do you understand? How would you? Yeah, you say
my own boss.
So I feel like it's okay and it's buttering me up for
it's
for salary increase. That is how
it's going to happen. It's not coming from here. Go downstairs. All right, we're going to take a few more calls and your messages before we wrap up this conversation. In case you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos, 44 minutes gone past 10 o'clock, and we are talking about horrible bosses. I'm Mary Anacom, Fancy Nancy Isoken in the studio. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay. What's up?
Well, straight to the point. I think the female bosses are more difficult to work with. Yeah.
Your
and,
opinion,
I have
it makes
experience.
Sense.
I agree
sorry?
Somehow. I agree.
No,
with
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never
I
had
said the female bosses are more difficult to work with, like seriously.
Yeah.
During my school days, our HOD, head of department, that woman, she's a lion.
What? She's a lion?
Wait.
Be calm.
Lioness.
Just like
she's not a lioness, she's a lion.
The whole both the classes and the lecturers, we are like antelope. When we see her, we're trying to hide our eyes. Like, she's that tough. Like, she's really, really tough. And come was during my defending, after defending my project, the woman walked in the podium while we were defending. She said that we have to start again. That why would they start defending on her absence? Believe me, I have to start defending again. And she started finding errors on all, like, it was torn.
Maybe she's not difficult. Maybe she's thorough.
And also, that's because
it's difficult.
She's
a liar.
She teaches us she calculation courses, and there is no way you can please that woman. I read 24 hours for this course, prepared for it. She gave me D, and I asked her the 5 questions correctly. She gave almost everybody in the class D. Even if, like, if you have D, just know that D is A for you. Like, seriously, it was that tough. But thank God I passed through, and I teach through our courses. Thank you. What's up, Legend?
What's up?
But Maria, I feel the pain in his voice.
He said he read 24 hours to the exam.
24.
He said
20.
And he's incriminating himself. He said she gave me. She gave you what she thinks you deserve.
After you read 24 hours, like, is it me that is not understanding? Did he mean that he read throughout the night?
And that's why I asked the question that...
Oh, it was 24 hours to the exam.
Is it your perception of the person that makes you think they're difficult? Is it their modus operandi?
Before it gets to your perception.
Is it their persona?
The person is a liar.
Or is it just how they treat you? Because you see, some people are not difficult. We perceive them to be difficult.
That's why they're perfect.
And then when you... And then when I'm going to off your mic. And then when you meet them in person, or rather, like Chris said, he already knew that this is how this woman said she was. And so he would keep buttering her up to say, nah, I don't think you're difficult. You're good. You're okay. So she didn't feel the need to be oppressive around Chris. I think some people just need a little bit of understanding. And then, I don't know. This is us all here trying to understand why people are horrible. I don't understand why I'd be so horrible to you, because you're like the sweetest person ever.
You're having a moment.
Okay, let's go back to the messages.
Okay, let me recover from this.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up, Lagos?
I like how you did it.
Yeah.
What's up, hand you up?
Lagos.
All right. Go for show.
Go for show.
Yeah. I hope you know he's talking now.
Just tell us your name.
Ahigwe.
Ah, Ahigwe, welcome.
Top of the day to you all.
Top of the day to you.
Okay. I had been talking about bosses or bad bosses.
Horrible.
I happened to be a basketballer. The coach had wanted to have an advance over me.
How do you mean?
Are you a female basketballer?
Yeah, that is having an affair.
Are you a female basketballer?
I refused, but I was still employed because of my height. And I was very good. But because of that, he made sure he never featured me during play. But when we are practicing, he could teach me all. We could practice together. People would not be talking to him. Why did you put this woman now, this girl now? She's very good and she's strong. So that's when our director of sports called him. So do you have any problem with this lady? He said, no, I am the coach. I have the right to choose who I want to play for me. You know, so eventually, during the period, I was being paid. So I was more interested in the salary than just finding myself quarreling with him. The wife was removed from him, given to Alaji. Along the line, one of the sons, out of the two children he has, one of them died. Then he had wanted to go to abroad. The petition I wrote, they made reference to him that you cannot oppress somebody like this. At the same time, one favor from the state council. So he was not giving. So continually roaming about. Until he was retired.
Ahigwe, thank you very much for your call. But,
that was sexual harassment.
Yes.
And
I think he was also grooming her because she was young. I'm perceiving that she was young.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was trying to take advantage of her. Yeah. That's really terrible.
I'm glad he took action.
Well, we got lots of messages coming in on our WhatsApp. Let's quickly get to those before we go back to the line, because we have barely three minutes before we wrap things up here. All right. It's okay.
Okay, so we have Beauty from Aja, who said, babes in the house. I had one dangerous boss then. He owns one hotel at Tipper Garage. The wife slaps staff at any little thing.
What?
She owes you salary. You overwork. She insults you down to your undies. The husband had the guts to use big cane on me.
Cane.
For his mistakes, just to please a customer. Omo, I fought back and they arrested him. He paid me my salary and my hospital bills at the station, and that was the end.
Oh, beauty. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
What is that?
What is this? Kane.
No, man.
That's just the extremist.
So we have someone who said, I got a job with an abusive boss. I'm a very quiet and unsocial person. I go days without talking to anybody at the office. I noticed how he bullied everyone and even assaulted some junior staff. We had a meeting and he yelled at me for asking a question he thought was irrelevant. I stood up and gave him a slap, followed by uppercut. Baba was on the floor. I was fired, but I preferred to live like a lion in the jungle than to stay like a dog.
But you know that that's also harassment.
What's going on here?
You assaulted your boss.
That's terrible. You may never get a job. If this were a different part of the world, you would never get a job because those assault charges would stick.
Yeah, you assaulted your boss. Like
nothing should come bring man, it. You know, you should come to that.
Leave her.
So we have Ndu from Ojodu who said, how to cope with a horrible boss. One, report to the office early and close late when the need arises.
Okay.
Two, we'll
do that.
Make sure you do your job extraordinarily excellent. Three, don't wait to be told to do what you're supposed to do. Four, take personal interest in things that your boss loves.
Mm-mm.
Five, I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
Five, try to show him or her love like your sister, brother, wife, or husband.
Nah.
No, thank you.
Nah.
So, I don't want to do that.
Nah.
Ndu, I want to thank you for your message. But I don't think that every boss and you should have that relationship. Mm-mm. Because sometimes they themselves don't want to have that relationship with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great idea. I mean, I like my boss.
But.
Okay, so I think it's my turn to tell you. Okay, let's read that last message and then.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had two terrible bosses I can never forget. The first was when I was working in a bank. The man was very difficult to please. He never commands you for work. Even when you smile at him, he doesn't smile back. He complains a lot and never sees anything good about your job. I left the job. I was approaching depression. The second boss I was working with...
We do not have time for that message.
I shall left the place. I think he was owing salary. My health was depleting.
I'm so sorry. But we have to go, guys. It's time for the break. I want to say thank you, ladies, for this conversation. When we come back on the other side, we'll be talking about bro codes.
Bro codes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. And yes, we are back. 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos? And we are broadcasting live from Etim Iyang Crescent on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
And don't forget, our pepper still the pepper. And our spice still the spiceo. And our brocata still they tasty.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Wow. We're making stew.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mary Anacom, Fancy Nancy, So Ken. We are all here. It's a three-woman star team.
Destiny Girls.
I thought you were going to say some of three.
I give up.
It's okay. This person was fantastic. This person was fantastic.
Out of my studio.
Oh no, horrible bosses.
I know.
Anyway, we just finished talking about horrible bosses, but now we were supposed to talk about bro codes, but then a certain someone wants us to have a battle of the sexes, so we're going to leave that till a certain someone you know who is back here in the studio, and then we can jaw on that matter. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, let's talk about the pursuit of happiness.
I like it.
What makes you happy?
Money.
Material much?
Money.
Moi. With eggs.
Money
inside.
Works. You're so easy to please.
It's okay. On a serious note, what makes you happy? This is the question we're asking. Can happiness be bought off the shelves of a supermarket?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be bought off a rack in, let's say, Nordstrom,
yeah.
Can it be bought off a Louis Vuitton rack?
Exactly.
Can you just go to a Zara store anywhere in Dubai?
Plenty happiness.
Or River Island. I'm talking about the nice, simple brands. Or do we have to
plenty
go
happiness.
To a Hermes shop?
Yes.
Extreme happiness.
So, yes. And for the guys, is it a power bike? Is it that Mercedes that you've been looking at every single day you drive by to on your way to work? Or is it that pretty girl down the road? But what is happiness? What do you need to acquire happiness? A certain report, I'm going to read it out to you, says that you need to have a certain amount of money to actually acquire happiness, to say that you are in a place of happiness. Mm-hmm. But is that really what quantifies happiness? How much do you need that will solidify your happiness? I will ask everybody in turn.
10 billion.
I said I will ask people in turn. This is how you feel, Jam. So in case you're listening, how much do you need to solidify your happiness? What level do you need to get to for you to be happy? This is what we're talking about today. I listened to the Wemimo show this morning and truly, I think I could connect with every single person that called in. The cost of living is rising high. Life in itself is so hard. You can't buy 500 naira mama put. It's not working. What are you eating out of it? It's just mama that they will put on top of it.
Even agigi bread now.
Mama is sweet, Sha.
It's okay. It's not our work today. She's not here.
Yeah. So we're talking about pursuit of happiness. What do you think would solidify your happiness? Let me go to that report quickly, and then we will get to talking. Because that particular issue got many people talking. People were like,
The cost of living, grocery shopping.
So this survey says that you need a yearly income of over $140,000 to secure happiness, especially if you live in the U.S., California.
Even when you live here, that kind of money, I'm going to be happy for a long time.
Yeah. But does money solidify happiness?
Yes.
Is money what gives you happiness?
Absolutely.
Is it what cements the joy in your life?
Marianne.
Let's be really realistic.
Do you know marriages break? Some marriages, so that they don't come for me. Do you know some marriages break because of financial instability?
Really?
It's an issue. The finance and the family.
No, but you know, we all know that you cannot put money away in a relationship.
Yes.
You need money to survive, to buy, to pay for light, to pay for your water,
exactly.
To buy fuel, to buy food. But people have it all and they're still not happy.
Have you heard that very strong proverb? When money they love is what?
That's not a proverb.
Have you heard that song verb? When money they love is what?
I'd like to know what tea you guys had this morning. Is there something in the tea?
Completely. When money they love is sweeter.
Is there something in the tea? Ask again.
Chamomile and vanilla.
I don't think so.
Mira, let's be real now. We need to see, like, you need money.
No, I'm being real. Money I'm asking you happiness. What your reality is.
Okay, my reality is I like money. I like the good things of life. So do I. It does. Money brings because I can make it different.
Is your happiness based on materialism? Is that it? So, if I were to give you $140,000 now, does that mean that you're happy for the rest of your life? Yes or no?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Next.
Yes.
What?
I'm asking the question. She agrees.
Oh, yes.
What do you need to solidify your happiness on this earth?
So the truth is, yes. I think we also need to understand what happiness actually is.
Oh, girl.
Right?
Tell me.
Yes. So happiness is actually a temporary feeling. Really. And it's stimulated by,
What's the one that is lingering?
It's joy.
God bless you.
Yeah.
So Kenny's awake. That tea that you drank has cleared.
I've told you. So really and truly, little things in life can make you happy. Like yesterday, I saw some yellow birds.
Oh God.
On the floor. And they were just looking blissful. And I was so happy.
I was very happy.
I saw a guy walking his dog. I was happy. You know, I went to visit somebody and
happiness
I was
different.
Happy. You know, all these little things, you know, like you come outside, you see the rain, happiness.
Did you pay the cab fare to go visit the person, or did you get fuel in your car to go visit the person?
Okay, so here's the thing. Money, definitely. Because I will say now, being more financially secure now, I am happier because things are easier for me, you know. So when you say, okay, like people who have it all in terms of material things, they're not happy. Because happiness is limited by, mm-hmm. you know, all these little trivial things. What you're talking about that's like, oh, that one that will sustain you, I will say, it's nah, joy. Money wouldn't like... Money wouldn't bring me joy, you know.
I find happiness, by the way, is characterized by like joy is one
the
of the characteristics.
Joy, happiness is the characteristic of joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Satisfaction too.
Yes.
You know, so I need see when I can make a difference, when I can add value, you know, let's start being like morals. When you can add value, when you can make a difference in people's
lives.
Changing
direction.
No, hold up now. Hold up.
Like, hold up.
Hold up.
Let them not think that I am good, digga.
I'm good. Yes, I dig the gold.
You dig the gold.
All needs with your chest.
When yes, I can honey. Add value, when I can make a difference in my society, I actually need money to do those things. You know,
you
like
sound
to,
like a beauty queen.
And
right
the
now.
Winner yeah. of the yes, you What's Up Lagos Beauty Pageant is 2022.
Thank you, thank you.
Money is important.
So now that
what
you
is
have
importanter?
This love.
The ability to make a difference when you have the money.
Love it's okay. is more important.
I love that you love love.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
But stop it.
When you fall in love with a broke guy, I go clear.
Anyway, we're talking about The Pursuit of Happiness. I've seen that movie by Will Smith. If you
and
have seen
son,
that movie,
yeah.
He was a broke man, a very broke man.
You see?
Broke up with his wife. He was trying to get a job. He believed in himself. He had a son who also believed in him. So was it the money that gave him the happiness? So I'm asking you guys today. Forget about, I mean, money can be your happiness thing. That's fine. We're not here to judge anybody. We just want to know. This survey says that you need $140,000 to secure happiness. You secure it.
I like those people that said that.
$140,000 is needed to secure happiness. And I'm asking, what do you need as a human being? Whether your name is James or your Ashake or your Joy.
Well, Marianne, mm-hmm. think about this. If you are hungry now and right now you are just craving Thai food. Oh, wait. Indian food.
She likes Eba. She likes
Indian
Eba.
Food.
Eba and Afang.
She knows I love Indian food.
Yes,
too.
Exactly.
But I love Eba. And Afang.
With okay. Momo.
With Mama.
And cow tail.
Yeah.
And stockfish.
No, I don't eat cow tail. Okay. I don't eat beef.
Okay, and fish.
Yes.
Dry fish.
Mm-hmm. This is what you're craving, right?
No, that's not what I'm craving.
No.
I'm craving brownies.
Yeah. What kind of brownies? Girl, I want brownies too.
No, not that. Why are you people like this?
Is it not?
You want that brownie?
It's pastry now.
Brownie is like the real scrumptious
cake. Yeah.
Brownie.
Yes.
Laced with a lot
that
of...
Is what, no lacing.
No lace, please.
No, 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 no,
spread with a lot of chocolate.
I'm totally against that. I'm totally against that.
I was going to say with a lot of chocolate.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so
no lacing.
You're craving brownies.
And then...
Right? And... You can't afford to buy brownies.
Then don't crave it. You'll
no.
be sad.
See, you will,
Gary,
it will be
yeah. not.
You'll
but
be
think
happy.
About this. You're craving brownies. Let's say, you know, you can get like a pack of six for 2,000 naira.
3,000, actually.
It's 3K, yeah? Mm. Okay. Man, inflation of the nation.
Yeah.
So you go, you get your brownies, you satisfy your cravings, you're happy.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So really and truly, these things do.
I know that people have cravings when they're broke.
What?
Yes, I do. Half the time.
You should be craving when you're broke. You should be fasting.
You can have cravings when you're broke, but
yes,
then what I do is
and you get
I
frustrated.
Look for alternatives because I can't afford that thing. So I look for alternatives, something that might taste like it or might soothe that craving. But then let's come back to it. What do you need to acquire happiness, you as a person? How much do you need that will solidify that happiness that you seek? Again, what level do you need to get to as a person for you to be happy? Join the conversation. I'd like to hear from you. I want to know what's going on in your head, in your heart, in your mind. 0700-993-993-993 or 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. It's What's Up Lagos. Join the conversation. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What?
It went off.
What?
Like the DJ scratched it quickly.
What?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
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 What is your passcode?
What's up,
Lagos? What's up?
This is Jean from Milano.
All right, go ahead. I think you need to turn off your radio. That way we can hear you better.
You need to loud yourself.
Hello, ma.
Turn off your radio.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've done it.
Go ahead.
So, about happiness. Happiness is about, it's not about what you have. It's about knowing the purpose of your life, knowing your vision and your dream, and pursue it. It's from what you can derive happiness. That is my own take.
Can I ask what your vision in life is?
My purpose in life? I'm a man builder.
Sorry, you're what?
He builds men.
He builds men. He's a man builder.
I'm a man builder.
What exactly does that mean?
He builds men.
Okay, I'm a teacher.
That's oh, nice. I see. Yeah. So you add value. Okay, great. Thank you very much for calling. For a second there, I was worried. I was worried if he was cloning people. I was just curious.
I wasn't worried. I was like, can you build a man for me, boo?
Yeah. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Energy.
Chet.
What's up?
Lagos.
Chet. Mary. Anna.
Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You
have to keep telling us your name.
Energy. I know. Omega Jones.
Omega Jones.
Okay, another one for the house. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
I like it.
She brings the energy.
Nancy.
This energy is better fooling me. But go ahead.
Okay. You know what makes me happy?
Tell me.
What?
My relationship with God and the people around me.
Somebody stop me.
Hallelujah.
If I put a smile on people's face,
yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
And one other thing.
What?
I try to forgive quickly, easily, no matter the offense.
My brother, it makes you have long life, fool.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, if you look at me now, I'm close to my 50. You can hear.
I'm sure you don't look anything older than 30. I'm sure.
Huh?
I'm sure you look like a 30-something-year-old man.
Yeah, you see my stomach very flat.
Oh, come
muscular.
On.
Ooh. Yeah. Also, I'm a golfer.
No! Oh,
okay. All right, you know what's associated with golf.
Mm-hmm.
Moolah, yes. Baby.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
What's up,
Lagos?
To life.
I like his energy. I totally love it.
Yeah, he brings it.
But we're talking about the pursuit of happiness. 20 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. So what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. What makes you happy? What do you need? How much do you need to acquire as a person to fulfill happiness? You have already told me that $120,000.
You haven't told us, though.
I'm the questionnaire.
Yeah, but we want to know. Yeah, now.
I'm the questionnaire.
So we can ask you
this
now.
This makes me happy.
No.
Marianne.
I'm all right.
No, yeah. You have to tell us.
No, Marianne, tell us now.
I will tell you.
I want to know what makes
Gary
you happy.
Gary Anafa.
Yes.
Really? Not money.
So that's the secret to your heart.
I like money, but it's not the source of my happiness. I like food.
Really?
Yeah.
But you need money to buy the food now.
Did I say I don't have money?
No, I didn't know. I didn't
come
say.
On, baby.
Oh, wait.
Come on, baby.
Let's go. Wait.
Boss, we're loyal.
We're very mama. Loyal. Anything for the girls.
Thank you.
Hello, what's
Thank
up,
you,
Lagos?
So
what's up, Lagos?
Yay!
What's up, Lagos? Chiche, two life, Mary, Anna.
Cheers to life, my brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Michael, calling from the island.
Hi, Michael. What do you need to make you a happy person? What constitutes your happiness?
Listen to you guys makes me happy.
Oh my God, my rib.
My lasagna.
It's okay. Hello, I'm greeting you. I hope you are okay.
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, I just hear tickling all the women in this studio. What is all this? I don't like it. Anyway, somebody says food. making my own money and most importantly food. Food, he says. Leave me. Let me eat and eat what I want and like at any time. Child.
Yeah, you know they say you are what you eat. So, you know, Marianne likes to eat less spicy food. So I think she's the spice, you know.
Yeah, like she said it. Atarada.
What kind of food do you like, Nancy?
I'm non-spicy.
Okay, do you like sweet? She's an abrosambal. Do you like savory?
I like sweet and savory.
Sweet and savory is good.
Yeah. Okay.
She seems sweet and savory.
I'm actually also very sweet and savory.
Oh. We can tell.
You know, but I mean, I do appreciate the spicy things
of life. Ooh.
Always.
I like to eat and be like,
I am a portmanteau, a combo, a collabo.
Potomanto, potpourri.
Let's take your calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hello.
Why are we losing you?
Sorry. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Here we.
Everybody's calling at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Chest alive, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Moses.
Moses, what constitutes happiness for you?
My happiness that when I wake up, I see myself stronger and my family. Mm. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Aww.
So your happiness is in the strength of your family?
Yeah.
Is that it? Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't like money, sir?
You see?
You don't like money, sir?
I know. If I'm strong, I'm going out, I'll get the money.
Mm.
Once I'm strong, I'll go out, I'll see the money.
So you
have the money. The money can never buy health.
You cannot buy health.
The money now, they're on sick bed. Pray for God.
Sure.
But when I'm strong, I can walk and get the money that I need.
Okay. All right, thank you very much for calling. All right, it's What's Up Lagos, and we are asking. A survey actually put out by the University of California has said that you need at least $140,000 to acquire happiness. Underline the word acquire. So in a pursuit of happiness, because I think that everybody who's out there is pursuing happiness. We're all in pursuit of happiness. Happiness in our marriages, happiness in our places of work, happiness in our personal lives. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah.
Where you are in life, where you're going, the path that you're on? Are you happy about it? Are you happy with your friends? Are you happy with your family members? Are you happy about your life in itself? Again, how much do you need to acquire as a person to say that I've hit the happiness mark?
10 billion.
I got joy like a river.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Would like to hear from you. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
Best alive.
Best alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Saved. I'm calling from Marina.
All right, go ahead. How much do you need to acquire happiness?
Let us say centillion of dollars and pounds.
Huh? In other words, it's unquantifiable.
Money. It's a lot of money.
Okay, it's a duet that is going on here.
It's really duet.
All right, so he says he would require a centillion.
That's a lot of money.
Amount of money to get him to be happy.
Unquantifiable.
But I wanted to ask him, so does it mean that you're not happy right now? Are you walking around sad-faced every single day? When you called us, were you sad-faced? Because I don't know how we or where we base our happiness. But we have to go on a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to read your messages. Keep them coming on Twitter and on WhatsApp. Stay with us.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, that's MI with money, eh? Where the money they go? We don't know.
Slow to enter.
Well, that's a very, very one of my favorite songs from MI's I think that was his second album, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it's still What's Up Lagos. 34 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. In the studio with me, Fancy Nancy. It's an all-girl star cast, and we make sure that we spice up your mid-mornings till noon when we hand you over to Joyce. In the meantime, we're talking about the pursuit of happiness. What do you consider as the thing or the point that you get to that you say, I'm happy now? Well, this survey by the University of California is saying that you need about $140,000 to acquire happiness. It's not saying to be happy, to acquire happiness. Can happiness be acquired off the shelves of someplace? I'm wondering.
I agree. It can be acquired.
Says the materialistic Nancy.
Material girl.
Material girl.
Yeah. So what do you need to say, how much do you need as a Nigerian to say, well, I have gotten to a point of happiness? Where do you need to be at in your life to say, well, this is my point of happiness? And is there something that makes you happy other than money? Really, I'm just trying to understand. If you were given $140,000, would you truly say, I'm happy and I'll be happy for the rest of my life? It's a question and a conversation that we've been having all day. Even though Nancy has given us her beauty queen speech.
Yeah. We see through you, boo. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be on the phone with my brother in a few minutes to be like, bruh, what's all your money though? Just check.
He's intact. Relax. A lot of people should relax.
Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. As we are all in pursuit of happiness, what makes you happy? Is your happiness fleeting? Is it materialistic? Is it based on people, places, timing? What do you think can keep you happy for the rest of your life? Join the conversation.
Rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, ladies. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, just to lie.
Our third lady caller today.
Well, it's so good listening to you ladies. You always make my day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, to me, happiness is, of course, listening to you ladies. Happiness is sound health.
Yeah.
And then the money.
Money is important.
Happiness is being able to afford what you need.
Thank you.
When you need it.
Happiness is, I mean, it's a blessing for you to be able to afford what you need part time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like going on a holiday, you can afford it.
Yeah.
You feel like eating something nice, maybe pepper gizzard or snail.
Yes,
I like you.
Or lasagna. And you can afford it.
Yeah.
And, of course, being able to help someone.
Other people.
You know, even if you can't meet all their needs by time, at least for you to be able to put a smile on someone's face. Well, for me, that is happiness. And, you know, money, yes, money is very
important.
Money is important. I like her.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. I already like you.
Yes.
You know, because it means
you like me too, right?
Beauty queen.
I have a question.
No. I want to quickly say something about her.
Okay.
We're always almost taken by our wants and our needs. They're endless. Mm-hmm. Especially for women like us that are vain. Women like me.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Our needs are bottomless. You know, we're always wanting this and that. And we forget that thing that you may not necessarily need, somebody, you might have something that you wanted at some point, but you no longer need. There's somebody who needs it.
Yeah.
We're just taking. We forget that we also need to
give back. Yeah.
And that's what makes the cycle of life, you know, valuable. Don't always be reaching out to take and not willing to give.
Yeah.
And this goes for everyone, whether you're in a relationship, a friendship, a work thing. Always see how you can add value to other people. Don't always want to be the one that takes all the encomiums, all the blessings, all the goodies. I'm not saying that you can't be getting it, but I'm saying while you're getting on one hand, you should be able to give on the
back,
other hand.
Yeah.
Because you know the good book says the hand that gives is more blessed than the hand that receives. So
preach.
Add value.
Preach, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Pastress.
Nah, my daddy's a pastor. That's fine.
Come on.
I'm good.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If you take gizzard and put it on pizza, what do you...
out of the studio now!
Pizza.
Out of this studio!
But wait, Maria, you're a PK, you're a pastor's kid?
That's so cool!
No wonder
what?
Enodia always on the other side.
What do you mean?
I'm not, exactly.
Do you mean she belongs to the streets?
Nah, I'm not. Have you met me?
It's okay. Are you forgetting you're sitting right next to the boss?
Oh, the boss. It's true. No, I'm asking, what do you mean by she's on the other side?
Let's take more calls. Somebody's going to hear from me. Calls, please. Calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Okay, off your mic.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Yes. Good morning. What's the passcode?
You already know. What's up, Lagos?
Yay. What's up, Lagos?
Just
like. Just like. So what makes you happy?
Okay, first of all, my name is Black Diamond. I'm calling you from the...
Black Diamond.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I wanted to repeat that question again. Sorry.
How much do you need, sir?
To be happy.
I can help you to acquire happiness.
Okay, not too much. But first of all, I have to be happy before I can acquire happiness.
Acquire?
That's not a big deal.
Wait, yes, sir.
But no matter what, even when you are not happy, when you have money, can still not be happy. So the first thing, you have to be happy before you acquire happiness.
So what do you need to create that happiness for you, sir?
I think for me, I think healing is number one.
Healing?
Like, I love healing. Yeah,
music.
Music, and, oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what gives me joy a lot.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you very much for calling. Music, I'll tell you what. Music for me is not happiness. Music for me is a lifestyle. Music is like coffee in the morning for me. That's music for me.
Does coffee make
I
you
always
happy?
I used to say, yeah. I feel it in every form. If I were not a journalist, I'd be a musician because I was trained.
You
I
make
did
a good
active
one.
Singing for 10 years.
Wow.
Grand. But so, I never did anything with this.
So
I just sang in
talent.
Church. Yeah, most on-air personalities, check, they have some background in music.
It's true, sure.
NSYNC, the likes of them. I mean, they all somewhat
I think Joyce as well.
Yes, have some background training.
Yeah, Wimmo sings too.
And for those who know the late Steve Rhodes, he was like a very... You guys might not know him. But Lagos knows Steve Rhodes, the late Steve Rhodes. Great music trainer. If you ever trained under Steve Rhodes, you know that you are an amazing singer.
Nice.
So I liked singing. I like music. So I just don't listen to music for the fun of it. That's why I just don't play any kind of song. Mm. I listen to not just the lyrics. I listen to the arrangements, the vocals,
girl,
you know, everything. So I like music. And for me, it's therapeutic. If I'm having a bad day, I have a playlist for it. If I'm having a great day, I have a playlist for
music
it.
Music is healing.
It's very therapeutic for me.
It's
even singing in itself. So it can be a place where you derive joy from because it determines how my day goes. So I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But in the realities of life, what amount of money will get you to that place of happiness? I want to hear. We have a few more calls.
10 billion.
30 billion for the account.
You see, I took it. Well.
Hello, good afternoon. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
What's the password, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
What's
just
up?
Life.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikoyi. My name is Machado.
Machado. Go ahead.
You Italian.
Machado. Machado.
Well, like you said earlier, it's a pursuit.
Yeah.
It's not a constant feeling. It's not.
Mm.
And it changes by time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like today, the rain could make you happy, and tomorrow the same rain could make you sad.
Mm-hmm.
You could think it's money, and our politicians, they've stolen enough. I don't think they're happy yet.
I didn't idea.
I didn't idea.
I feel it's a state of mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
You could be in penury and still find happiness.
That'd be tough.
And you could be in the midst of wealth and be terribly
and still
sad.
Be sad.
And depressed.
Yeah, well. Mm. Wow.
Some people would say that, you know, they'd rather be sad crying on a silk pillow than, you know,
on this
you
trace.
Know, having the reverse. That's the case.
Well, the thing is this. It's easier said
than done.
Until you get to that point. I definitely could say that, what was the word you said that is music? That money is not the root of is not the that means that doesn't bring happiness.
But yes,
I think you make yours also so that you can see it.
Mm.
Basically, I think that's what he said somehow.
Mm.
Okay, all right. So
I don't think it's money. I think it's a constantly changing state of mind.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. It's a constant change, constantly changing state of mind.
It's
in
a
his
pursuit.
Words. So in pursuit of happiness, ladies and gentlemen, what do you need to get to the point where you say, I am happy? Don't forget, that research says that $145,000, UK dollars, US dollars, I beg your pardon, is what you need to get to a point of happiness. How true is that? And for you, could it be different? So I asked the question earlier on, and I want you guys to quickly give me answers, because we have a few more minutes to go. We have some messages coming in and on our WhatsApp portal, and we'd like to read them out quickly before we wrap things up here. So I'm asking, what do you need to acquire happiness? How much do you need to that will satisfy or solidify your happiness? What level do you need to get to for you to be happy? Very simple questions. Join the conversation. 09 0700 993 993 993. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just Alive.
Just Alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Peter, calling from First Track.
Go ahead, sir. What do you need to acquire happiness?
I think happiness is in levels.
Really?
Yes. Because even this money cannot give you happiness at some levels. But the level I am right now, I think I need a lot of money.
Don't we all?
We always need money.
A lot.
At every level.
So that I can be able to take care of myself, my family, go where I want to go, do what I want to do, and help people that comes my way that need help.
God bless you.
I think that we're all at that point, and we want to thank you for your thoughts. Don't forget, we have just a minute each. Let's skip to that. So somebody sent us a message saying, Adekunle line says, love is not enough.
Baby, come to me, Molowo.
What does that mean? Come to me, my money.
Come to me with money or something? I don't know. My Yoruba is very bad.
All of us.
Let's not let them come for us.
Oh, no.
It's okay. If you have a problem with it, then you teach me. Yeah. I don't mind.
Please, if anybody knows what Molowo is, Molowo no knee, tell us.
Let's take some more messages quickly.
Okay, so we have someone, Jamiu from Agege, who said, what makes me happy is good living, and it's connected to money somehow. Going to the healthcare, I will need money. Buying food, you need money. Giving your children quality education, you need money. To have impact in people's lives, you're gonna need money. To recharge my phone and make some calls, I need money.
It's not connected somehow. It's connected full how. Not somehow, it's full how.
So someone said, happiness is all about rest of mind. Money can't really determine that for me. Because even the richest man said, get bad days. Take a look at a country and the crude oil scene. Imagine losing billions of dollars a day as an investor. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, come to me, Molowo, means I have money. Love is not enough, baby.
Yes,
come
I have.
Come to me.
I have
money.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Why did I not get that?
Well, come to me, Molowo. I have money.
I like.
Boss.
Okay. I don't like.
That's still very
low. Oh, boss, it's true.
Take the message.
Hello, mama. Boss. Oh. Happy weekend, ma.
Something for the guests.
Happy weekday, ma.
Am I still going to know how to beg money?
Let's take some more messages.
Okay. Someone said, maybe money is happiness today and now, but how about tomorrow? Money doesn't seem to seal up happiness. It only comes as a fragrance and it fades off. Permanent happiness is when everybody around you is in peace and joy. That's Patrick from Ogba. What do you think?
I agree. I think that it's different strokes for different people because, you know, like I said earlier on, different people need different things to solidify their happiness. And that's why I asked that question. What do you need to achieve that would get you to a point of happiness? What do you, where do you have to get to? What point do you have to get to say, I'm happy now? How much money do you have to acquire to say, okay, we're done now. Let's just chill because we're happy.
Somebody said $750 trillion.
That's too much. Come on. What are you going to do with all of that?
Brother, that's greed.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, see, I went to go and do some research. That $145,000, if we convert it to Naira, is 87 million Naira.
Wow.
87 million Naira in a year just to be happy?
That's small, Abi.
You say small?
How much do you earn at the end of the year?
Boss, maybe you'll know.
Never mind.
How much is Range Rover?
What's up, Lagos?
2021 model.
We lost that call.
He went by Range. Okay.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm PJ. I'm calling from
Black Bar
side.
Okay, CJ, go ahead. What do you need to make you happy?
Happiness is an intentional, deliberate decision you have to make every day. In the sense that what made you happy today, tomorrow, even if you have that thing, you might not be happy. So you have to intentionally decide to make yourself happy, no matter what is going on around you.
Nice.
Because even if you are selfish, you are okay, you are happy.
Mm.
Some things around you, happening to people, this first scarcity,
yeah,
is enough to make somebody unhappy.
Please tell me about it.
It's true.
So it's not only yourself, because when you see your neighbor, okay, that one can make you happy.
Yes.
But when you see Nigerians are going through tough things, you can't be selfish with your happiness.
Yes, it's instant depression.
Happiness is when you see others happy also.
Mm.
That's where your happiness will be full.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take one last call and we'll leave you with some words for happiness, about happiness, and of course, something to keep you upbeat. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
what's up?
Just
what's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
go for show.
Yeah, what really gives happiness is your immediate requirement.
Mm.
I believe a local surveillance was made, and the result was that happy is a man who his or her immediate requirement is available.
Hmm.
You need an egg, and the egg is there.
Hmm.
You need to travel, and the money is there to you. So immediate requirement. Our immediate requirement starts from our mother womb. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Oh.
So if your mother did not nurture you well from the womb by eating good diet, it may bring a happy situation.
Mm.
Okay.
Do you think so?
Mm. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. When the baby is not well formed, the daughter has to feed on you. That is no more happiness now.
Okay.
So happiness is based on your immediate requirement.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Happiness is based on your
immediate requirement. The one that got to me was the one from the womb.
Yeah, so you can be unhappy from the
from
womb.
From the womb.
Yeah.
Especially if they just bring you out. There's no
light. You now realize you're in Nigeria.
Like what?
Yes, now.
Like this. I was on my way to Italy.
I was born at night and I was born in Nigeria and I loved every bit of it. I don't hate being from Nigeria. No matter how long I travel and I stay away, I always want to come home because this is where my heart is.
Aww. To be loyal, honest, and faithful. To serve.
You're not in Nigeria.
Hey, on air, you have revealed who you truly are.
I remixed
your country.
I pledged to Nigeria my country.
To be
loyal, honest, faithful.
Loyal, and honest.
To
serve Nigeria with all my
strength. The situation at hand, we need to remix these things. To serve Nigeria with all my heart.
We gotta go, guys.
Because strengths have failed
me. We gotta go. But I'll just leave you with something, a quote about happiness from Steve Maraboli. It says, happiness is not the absence of problems. It's the ability to deal with them.
Nice.
And that's to you all, everybody out there. Nigeria has plenty wahala, but we have to press on. I'm Mary Anna Cone. Don't forget, you can follow me on all my socials on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. On my Facebook page, it's Mary Ann Duke Cone. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Fancy Nancy.
Hello, Lagos.
And of course, my darling.
I am Isoke, reminding you that it's okay. You can follow it's Jesus okay. And you'll follow me.
Have a lovely day. Good afternoon.